producing over 500 hours per week of talk radio. GCN Live is a world leader in talk radio. Archives for the following program can be found at GCNLive.com.
You are listening to the Robert Scott Bell Show.
Is there a doctor in the house?
Doctor, doctor, give me the news. I got a bad case of loving you.
Doctor.
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 And doctor.
It's time for Advanced Medicine Monday with Dr. Rashid Batar.
I'm a doctor, not a bricklayer.
I'm a doctor, not a mechanic.
I'm a doctor, not a coal miner.
The doctor is in.
All right, Dr. Batar, I give you a pop quiz, but I just did it on the break to be sure. But we are losing a lot of our, let's say, famous musicians and movie stars at the age of 67, 68, 69. We had David Bowie last week, the actor Alan Rickman. Just today, Glenn Frey, he was the guitarist for the Eagles. Hotel California, you remember Hotel California?
Yeah, I know that. I know the song, yeah. Now that you said that, you asked me, I didn't know who that was, but now
yeah.
I got it.
So anyway, big time, and this guy was only 67. These are the 1947, 1948, 1949, post-World War II, early years post-World War II babies. And they're dying in their late 60s, cancer, in this case, Glenn Frey, colitis, and pneumonia, and, you know, other things that complications associated with it. He had the surgery on his colon, but I'm just thinking that whole leap in, let's say, longevity, or we call life expectancy in the 20th century, which you and I know mostly was because of improvements in the terrain, right? Hygiene, sanitation, even nutrition. Of course, the reduction of infant mortality caused the statistics to change dramatically in the 20th century. But I think those years after World War II, we're going to see a decline in life expectancy from now until whenever, based on the way we've lived on this planet.
Well, I think that if you're going to compare it from in the last 10, 15 years, from that point onwards, I think you probably are correct. I would agree with that as well. I think if you look at it from, say, 100 years ago, I think we're way beyond the life expectancy of our great-grandparents and our grandparents. Well, great-grandparents, I'd definitely say that, maybe not grandparents. And I think it's mostly because of the inundation of things such as the preservatives, the insecticides, pesticides in our food supplies, the vaccines, the overexposure of many of these toxins. And I think that if we go 20 years from now, and maybe even 30 years from now, you're going to see a greater dichotomy between acute traumatic-type medicine, and you're going to see the chronic palliative-type medicine, and we're going to see people living through more severe catastrophes because of the science of regeneration and repair, etc., and we're going to see people dying earlier from unexplained causes or whatever you want to call it. You know, the preposterous things like one of the stories we're going to cover today, the unexplained cause of death.
Well, chronic diseases of degradation, but also, you know, as I said, early 20th century, you had a higher infant mortality overall. There were improvements, and certainly, you know, we go back to Semmelweis and we go, oh my gosh, the doctors figured out that washing their hands in between cutting up on cadavers and delivering babies was a good idea. But also, in terms of enhancements in sanitation and sewage, that was huge in regards to reduction of disease and infant mortality. Because if you have, let's say, you know, X number of babies dying at year one, two, or three, it's going to take the statistics of those who are living to 70, 80, or 90 and cut them down into half. You're going to say the average life expectancy is in your 40s. But if you eliminate the majority of people dying at age 1, 2, and 3, suddenly you're going to see those statistics go way high into 60s, 70s, and perhaps even 80s. But what if we see now an increase in infant mortality due to what? Sudden infant death syndrome. And our first story I wanted to talk to you about comes from our friend Jeffrey Ofterheide. They covered it over at backtruth.com. One-year-old dies after vaccination, death ruled to be unexplained due to natural causes. Did you get to read that article?
I did.
I mean, that just it just hits you right in the gut, another one like that.
Yeah, and, you know, the thing is that I don't know how many deaths are actually occurring like that, Robert, that are not being reported. You know, there's okay. So let's look at what happens. We know that virtually all children have some type of adverse response within the first 12 hours to the first 2 weeks after getting a vaccine. We know that.
Yes.
How many of those do get reported versus are thought to be just coincidental? Nobody even attributes it to the vaccine. Like they get a sore throat, they get a high fever, blah, blah, blah. You know, the thing about fever-induced seizures, right?
Mm-hmm.
It's a very common thing. It's from a high fever. Many kids get a vaccine 3, 4, 5, 7 days later, they have a response like this. They never get associated. The parents don't associate the two because in their mind, propaganda has brainwashed them that, hey, when you get a vaccine, you're being protected. So if you happen to get the flu, oh, you're so lucky you got the flu vaccine or you got the vaccine before the child got sick, because had you not gotten it before the child got sick, he would have been worse off. It's that type of thought process that's indoctrinated into these parents. So they don't attribute the connection between the vaccine and the acute febrile seizure or whatever the case may be. So I think there's a huge disparity in the numbers when we start looking at the actual number of children that are having sequela from the vaccine. So now we start looking at a child that dies from a vaccine, and it's attributed, of course, they ruled it as, in this particular case, as natural causes.
Natural cause. Sudden infant death syndrome to natural causes. I don't even know how you equate those two to be natural causes, honestly, but maybe there's a way.
Well, but my point is, though, in this particular case, somebody attributed it to the vaccine, but they're saying it's a natural causes. But how many other ones are being attributed to natural causes, but nobody brings the connection between the vaccines?
Mm-hmm.
But in other words, there may be 10 kids that died in the last month of vaccines, but only one of them was where somebody made this connection between the vaccines, and they still declared it natural causes. The other 9 that were declared natural causes, nobody ever talked about. And I don't know what those numbers are. I'm just saying that I know that when I worked emergency medicine, and I've got over 10,000 hours of documented ER time, and the last ER shift I did was before Abby was born. That was, you know, 1999. And I know in that time period, there were kids that would be brought in, you know, sudden infant death syndrome, and nobody knew. I mean, the etiology of sudden infant death syndrome was unknown, even though there has been research associated with the whooping cough vaccine, though, whole versus the attenuated vaccines, and there's a whole bunch of stuff that was done by the Geyers regarding that component. But my point is, how many children died from vaccines, and they said, oh, it's sudden infant death syndrome. They gave it a term.
Right.
So that you took it away from the vaccine aspect.
Sure, sure. And every time I hear SIDS, I think immediately, first and foremost, how far from a vaccine did it happen? Because in the case of this one-year-old, he had gone in for that so-called 12-month healthy baby checkup. And what did they give him, a series of 4 or 5 vaccines, including the flu shot, which we know is likely to contain 25 micrograms of mercury?
Yep. And so, you know, it doesn't even have to be, like, necessarily in close proximity. Sometimes it's a cascade that it begins. It's the domino that first got hit, and so 3 weeks or 4 weeks later, that last domino in the occurs in the proverbial straw that broke the camel's back occurs, and that's when the child dies. So it doesn't have to be within a day or 2 days necessarily. I mean, sometimes it's a cascade that begins, and so without a doubt, it's a sudden infant death syndrome. In my world, it's a vaccine-induced, you know, whooping cough vaccine-induced issue.
Yeah, by the way, this article we're referring to is put out by our friend Jeffrey Ofterheide. He has vactruth.com. One-year-old dies after vaccination, death ruled unexplained due to natural causes. And it seems like the doctors, those that perform the autopsies, et cetera, they seemingly are very reluctant to link, unless you fight like hell, to make them include that the child had just received a number of vaccines. In this case, MMR, varicella, hepatitis A, and flu vaccines. This was 6 vaccine doses given to him in 4 injections, and screamed like they had never heard before. 3 days later, he had a fever. And, of course, the mistake there, even though it's well-intended, they give him Tylenol. Tylenol, of course, congests liver pathways, and the liver is just screaming to try and detoxify this body. And so it can be the worst thing you can do to give a Tylenol in these cases.
Well, yeah, I would take an opposite stance I would argue with you on that, Robert. I would say that the worst thing is that they gave him the poison in the first place. In the
Well, that goes without saying. Sorry about that, but yeah, I agree with you. But then you compound the problem. You know, as we know, there are homeopathic remedies that deal with vaccinosis. You can do the nozodes as well to help detoxify. But we've got to open up the pathways of the liver and the kidneys and the spleen and the colon and the lymph, not congest them further. Which,
right.
Again, I understand their intention, but it's just a devastation that might be the thing that breaks the camel's back, the proverbial way of saying it.
Right. No, what I meant was that, you know, a child, you give 100 children Tylenol for whatever reason, and I agree with you, it's not the best thing to do, but just say, you know, parents, it's out there, it's over the counter, everybody has it. You give a child 100 kids out of Tylenol, you know, 100 kids are going to be fine. You give a child a vaccine, mm-hmm. and now you give them Tylenol, you're going to have problems across the board. So it's really the awareness. I mean, most parents, when they give the child a vaccine or a Tylenol for that matter, they're not, you know, they wouldn't do it if they thought that it was bad for them.
Sure.
But it's the vaccine with the.
It's an LD1 plus LD1 equals
exactly.
LD50 or 100 again.
That's exactly
right. I agree.
That's exactly my point.
Yeah, no, and I'm not here to say, again, I don't want to be misconstrued that if you give your kid Tylenol, he's going to die. But I do know, as a homeopath, you know, that there are other ways to address the things that they're trying to address with Tylenol without congesting or damaging the liver in any way, and that's my point.
Yeah, absolutely. And, you know, myself, having prescribed Tylenol for so many times and haven't taken it, you know, even given to my kids, and I didn't have the benefit of your knowledge on the homeopathic standard. But I've told many people to take Tylenol, and sometimes even now, even though I know it's not the best thing, if a parent's calling me and they're concerned, and you know, child's got a fever and they're not willing to just, you know, relax and don't worry about it, I'll say, well, then if that's, you know, the parent says, can I take Tylenol? I'm not going to sit there and tell them, no, don't take Tylenol.
Oh, like they need another excuse to come after you if you were to
exactly.
say that. Yeah.
So I let that part go. I do tell them there are other things you can do. You know, go check your local health food store and get something that's homeopathic for fever. But the thing is that I would never tell anybody go get a, go ahead and take the vaccine. I'd never say that.
No. We know all too much the danger inherent in there. Perhaps we can find ways to make some of these homeopathics more available, not less available in the near future. That's what I'd like to see.
I'm hoping that happens sooner rather than later, Robert.
Yep. So we're talking about some stuff behind the scenes. Shh, don't tell anybody. All right. Well, we're gonna take a quick break here. This is Advanced Medicine on the Robert Scott Bell Show with Dr. Rashid Bittar. If you ever miss a show, the easiest way to catch up on the archives, go to medicalrewind.com. Of course, Dr. Bittar can be found at drbuttar.com, drbittar.com. And, of course, robertscottbell.com for all of the show notes and links to the things we're going to be talking about, some of which we already have. Check it out as well. Of course, archives through GCN, iTunes, Stitcher, TuneIn, Epic Times, and UK Health Radio, and talknetwork.com. Back after this.
Live around the world,
the Robert Scott Bell Show.
Robert Scott Bell.
Hello, this is Jonathan Wagner. We have an internet website, www.choosetobehealthy.com, that carries many of the products discussed on Robert's show, including 100% whole food chromium and selenium, silica, as well as sovereign silver and Nordic naturals. Choosetobehealthy.com features the Rolls Royce of probiotics. It's Dr. O'Hara's probiotics. Dr. O'Hara, a world-renowned microbiologist, formulated a unique probiotic that blends ancient Japanese fermentation methods with 21st century technology. No refrigeration is needed. Dr. O'Hara's probiotics contains the strongest lactic acid bacteria known to man based on scientific laboratory research. 6.25 times stronger. Quite simply, it works and works very well. So go to our website, www.choosetobehealthy.com, or call us toll-free, 866-424-1077. That's 866-424-1077. We're here to help.
So you've got to take a state construction license exam or certification. Can't decide on what books or what chapters to study? Discover right now how you can eliminate unnecessary books and wasted study time. At ContractorExam.com, our study materials zero in on state-required test topics in an effective, multiple-choice format. So whether you're a plumber, electrician, general contractor, or other construction-related trade, ContractorExam.com will help get you prepared. Visit us at www.ContractorExam.com today.
Owe $10,000 or more to the IRS?
Get on board with the Tax Admiral. Don't pick on the IRS alone. I'll cut penalties and reduce your overall tax bill. Sometimes I can even get it zeroed out completely.
We're an A-rated company helping people clean up their mess with the IRS.
If you owe $10,000 or more, then call the Tax Admiral.
Call 800-287-7180. Again, that's 800-287-7180. 800-287-7180.
Removing bad taste and odor from your drinking water is easy. Removing the bad stuff you don't taste is what ProPure does best. Water the way nature meant it to be. Clean, crisp, and refreshing. See the complete line of ProPure countertop, inline gravity, and household water filtration products. Visit your authorized ProPure dealer or ProPureUSA.com. That's ProPureUSA.com. Or call 800-544-3533.
Hi, I'm Dr. Joel Wallach, the Dead Doctors Don't Lie guy, formerly Air Force Lieutenant Colonel, Air National Guard and Reservist. I'm looking for veterans, active duty military personnel to join the 90 for Life crusade to save America. She needs your skills, courage, and loyalty more than ever. Contact GCMteam.com. Because of the financial and healthcare collapse, veterans are currently struggling finding jobs. Frustrated looking for a job? Change your tactics. Join the 90 for Life crusade to save America. Start a healthcare business with FDI Longevity 90 for Life crusade. Contact GCMteam.com. Immediately. We're looking for military specialists who can use a computer and communicate information and execute a battle plan. Join the admirals, Navy SEALs, Marines, pilots, Army officers, military police, sheriffs, police officers, firemen, and first responders already enrolled in the 90 for Life Crusade. Contact GCNteam.com now. FDI Longevity will help you apply your military skills to the task of saving America through health and financial programs. Contact GCNteam.com. Enlist in GCNteam.com and save America.
This is Dan Pilla. Do you owe the IRS money you can't pay? Are tax debts crippling you? I've defended people from the IRS for over 30 years. I've helped thousands, and I can help you too. I wrote the book on IRS settlement, and I'm telling you, there's no such thing as a hopeless case. Call 800-34-NO-TAX to finally get free of IRS debt. With the IRS's new programs, there's never been a better time to solve your problem. Call 800-34-NO-TAX. That's 800-34-NO-TAX or my website, danpilla.com.
Making sense out of medical propaganda. Here's Robert.
He added a image to the show notes appropriate to today being MLK Day. I would be remiss if we did not cover that. One of my favorite quotes from Martin Luther King Jr. Freedom is never voluntarily given by the oppressor. It must be demanded by the oppressed. MLK Jr. I might add, Dr. Bitar, that sometimes it has to be rewon by the oppressed, not only demanded but taken back.
Yeah, it reminds me of that other quote that from the justice, Supreme Court justice, where he talks about we've talked about it before on the air, and I can't remember the name, but where he talks about that the right of it's talking about testifying against oneself, but it's talking about your rights. You must be
belligerent, right?
Are only retained by those that are belligerent and refuse under all threat to give up their rights. Meaning you can, those that are swayed by honeyed words and something else, I can't remember exactly how it goes, but you know which one I'm talking about, right?
Oh, yeah, yeah. I don't remember the exact quote, but I remember a lot of the aspects of it. And again, it's one of those things where you can't expect folks to get kind of give you what you want just because...
Or what you're owed.
Or what you're owed, just because you think it's owed to you. You have to win them. You have to demand. You have to be belligerent in defense of them. And that's the point here. And certainly Martin Luther King did an extraordinary thing in the 20th century, and he became a martyr to that cause. And, you know, anybody can point out, and certainly there are people that politicize these events in these days and acknowledge and say, well, he was this, he was that, he was, you know, it's like, yeah, listen, we're all human. You can always go back and dig deep enough and find something that could say, oh, see, he wasn't as pure as you thought he was in some way. Just look at the good in this case or in this point, the standing up for freedom in a nonviolent way.
Yeah, he was extraordinary, and anybody who tries to contest that, you know, those types of agendas are always suspect. It's the same thing with Gandhi or any of these other people that did a tremendous amount of good in a peaceful manner, which is difficult to do. I mean, yeah. To create a movement is one thing. To create movement and do it within peace while you're being, mm-hmm. you know, pummeled, that's just another extraordinary leap.
It is. It absolutely is. And by the way, MLK would have been spied on by the NSA today. If you understand, for those Democrats that don't think it's a problem, much less Republicans, that the FBI, the NSA, the blanket spying on American people, I mean, he was considered a great threat and was looked after by, looked at, you know, spied on by FBI, by federal agencies. And right. So if you think you want to give the president now, because he's Obama and you like Obama, authority to lead by executive order, just wait till you get a president in that you don't perceive to be on your side. It's not a good idea to put all of that power into the hands of one person. I mean, that's our founding fathers.
Don't they call that a fiefdom or a dictatorship?
Yeah.
I wasn't sure. Maybe I'd been asleep too long or something.
Yeah, separation of powers is a good thing. When people complain, hey, there's too much gridlock, I say there's not enough gridlock. You know, if they just leave us the hell alone, right?
Yeah.
And again, that's, you know, one of the MLK messages. And some will say, well, you're twisting his words. No, I don't think so. I mean, he was all about freedom and equality. And of course, you know, we're not born equal. That's the weird thing. Unless you look deep into the, you know, who we really are as soul, then we could say, yeah, then soul equals soul. But in terms of abilities and, you know, socioeconomic status, everybody's got a different status and standing, and even perceiving that standing in a different way. You know, some perceive equal to be an economic thing. Others perceive it to be, you know, something else. I think our founder said opportunity was what we wanted to have, an equal access to opportunity, which is different than being gifted or given things.
Yeah, I totally agree with you, Robert. You know, and not to bring up something off topic here, but I think it is kind of on topic, is mm-hmm. what happened with Rand Paul and how they took him out of the debate,
yeah.
And said that he didn't meet the criteria, when in fact he did. And there were three people that were on the stage at the main debate that did not meet the same criteria he did, and they allowed them to be on there. So it was interesting what he did. He didn't allow himself to be relegated into that category and took his message directly. And I, from what I understand, the undercard, or whatever they call it, the other version, what was it called?
Oh, the undercard debate. I mean, the second tier. Yeah, Rand did a smart thing. He didn't appear, and he ended up getting far more publicity, appearing on far more shows and getting a message out than he would have if he would have done the dance with
like 2 million versus 15 million.
Yeah. We'll see what happens as it goes forward. He's got a good ground game in Iowa. Again, he's the candidate that we have to say, if we were to support someone who loves liberty and is more judicious in the use of military power, I think he's the guy in that regard. All right, we'll be back with more Powerful Healing. It's Advanced Medicine on the Robert Scott Bell Show with Dr. Rasha Bitar. Remember, medicalrewind.com, easy access to the archives. We'll talk kidney stones next.
Who'd you say that masked man was?
It's a bird!
It's a plane!
It's
Robert Scott Bell.
Here I come to save the day!
The lining of your lungs is supposed to be protected with glutathione to neutralize incoming irritants. In the absence of enough glutathione, your lungs are more prone to irritation. Listen to the real-world results of one man using a powerful glutathione-supporting food.
Hi, my name is Bill O'Brien. I generally suffer through an asthmatic breathing type situation. My breathing is shallow and generally constricted in the nose and lungs. After consuming One World Way today, I have tremendous energy, and also notice my breathing is free. I can feel the air in my left nostril, and it is free all the way to my abdomen, which is pretty remarkable because I rarely get that feeling. Being a singer, I love feeling this unrestricted voice. The only thing I've actually added to my routine is One World Way. Wow.
Call 888-988-3325. That's 888-988-3325. Or visit oneworldway.com. That's oneworld, W-H-E-Y.com.
Winter has just begun, and are you already tired of being cold? How would you like to never be cold again? This is Dale with Fortress Clothing, and I'm here to tell you, you will never be cold again with Fortress. If you're tired of freezing your butt off, elk hunting, sitting in a tree stand, deer hunting, winter camping, fishing, ice fishing, no longer fear the cold. If you snowmobile, ski, snowboard, get Fortress. sledding with the kids, shoveling the walks, shopping, or if you or your spouse get cold feet at home, get Fortress. If you're stuck outside working in the cold or find yourself in an emergency situation, get our winter bug out bag and you will never be cold again. Fortress is the answer, so quit complaining and go to FortressClothing.com. It's a mid-layer garment that goes with anything you want to wear. Enter coupon code RADIO and get 20% off any item. Go now while we still have inventory. FortressClothing.com.
My dad was 59 when he collapsed from a heart attack late last year. Just this past August was when we spread his ashes on the St. Croix River. I loved my dad, but boy was he stubborn. He hadn't been to the doctor in over 25 years. His excuse? He simply couldn't afford it. He wasn't a rich man by any means. At less than $107 per month, LibertyOnCall.org would have been the perfect alternative for my father. Don't wait. Go to LibertyOnCall.org right now for not just your sake, but for the sake of your loved ones. Again, that's LibertyOnCall.org.
Are you worried about your mom or dad living alone in their house? Hi, I'm Joan London. Listen, I know how difficult it is to find senior care for someone you love. That's why I recommend a free service called A Place for Mom. They are the nation's largest senior living referral service. Call A Place for Mom today.
To receive free information on senior living communities in your area, call A Place for Mom at 1-800-704-6182.
A Place for Mom offers free one-on-one advice from local advisors and a personalized list of senior living communities you can visit. If you have questions about senior care for your mom or dad, there's a place for answers, A Place for Mom.
Call A Place for Mom in the next 10 minutes to get your free ebook on financing senior care as well as free information on senior living communities in your area. Call 1-800-704-6182. That's 1-800-704-6182.
Water is the single most important thing your body needs, so you want to be sure it's the best for you and your family. Since 2005, thousands have depended on Berkey Purified Water. The Berkey guy provides the lowest priced filtration systems in every size. For incredibly delicious water now and in an emergency, get to GoBerkey.com or call 877-886-3653. 877-886-3653. GoBerkey.com.
Hi, this is Walt Augustinowicz. I'm the founder and CEO of ID Stronghold. By now you've heard our commercials about wallets that protect you from electronic pickpocketing. 10 years ago, I created a way to protect my own cards from prying eyes after government officials started talking about issuing a national ID card with a built-in radio chip called RFID. I felt having to broadcast my personal information was an invasion of privacy. Soon after, it was also announced that credit cards, debit cards, U.S. passports, hotel room keys, and even transit passes would all soon incorporate RFID. It was then I formed ID Stronghold to share my inventions in blocking RFID signals with the world. There are a lot of misconceptions out there today about RFID. I encourage everyone to get informed and get protected. Please go to IDStronghold.com and get the facts and the wallet, sleeves, or badge holders you need to protect your personal financial data. You'll be pleasantly surprised that through our direct sales model, you won't pay more than other comparable unprotected wallets. It is as though the protection is free. Visit IDStronghold.com today.
Information is so good, it requires no expiration date. The Robert Scott Bell Show.
All right, we've got lots more healing to go. A couple of segments to do it in. Dr. Rashi Bitar is my co-host every week when we do Advanced Medicine Together. MedicalRewind.com. Remember, if you're a new listener, the incredible book, The 9 Steps to Keep the Doctor Away, international best-selling book. I don't know if I told you, Dr. Bitar, my son Elijah, you know, one of his classmates, he is bringing it to school every day and reading it. One of his classmates is reading The 9 Steps to Keep the Doctor Away. Yeah. In fact, you know, it's a kid I may have mentioned on the air. He's high-functioning in Asperger's, and his father knows that it was the vaccines that did it. And he's actually reading your book. Very intelligent. Like you said, the allele for intelligence, or however you described it. Guy is smart as a whip.
Hmm. Yeah. That's pretty impressive.
Yeah, so I was liking to hear that. Good news. So what else we got to talk? There's so many stories here, I don't even know where to begin. There's one on kidney stones on the rise in women, kids, and African Americans.
Do you see a common dietary factor in the elevated risk for kidney stones? I don't know whether it's all related in the same way for women, kids, or African Americans.
Well, I think there is a, I wouldn't say necessarily like a dietary type thing, or it's definitely not a congenital type thing or anything like that. It's more a metabolism type thing. So I think if you put the right combinations of unique metabolism with certain types of dietary risk factors and certain types of ethnicities that be maybe more prone, there may be some correlation there.
Mm-hmm.
So we do see people that have had, for example, parents with nephrolithiasis type pictures where the kid may end up having that too, but that doesn't mean necessarily that they're going to have it. It just means that their propensity or the genetic predisposition to acquire that issue is going to be greater, perhaps, if given the same environmental conditions. And that seems to be consistent not just with kidney stones, but with pretty much anything.
Right. Well, and the thing is, there's no question it's a dietary issue, and, of course, it's a detox issue.
Yeah.
You know, we talked about the fact if the liver's not going at 100%, the kidneys are going to suffer no matter what, because the liver's going to pass things on the kidneys aren't normally designed to handle. I mean, I know it sounds simplistic. Sometimes we got to just kind of get that to that basic level to help people understand how critical the function of the liver is.
Yeah, absolutely. And not just the liver, mm-hmm. but also the entire organs of detoxification, the entire spectrum. So looking at the gut, the liver, the kidneys, and then, relatively lesser strength, you're looking at things like the lungs and the skin, systemic pH and that type of stuff. But primarily the liver, the kidneys, and the gut, those three things, those three organs of elimination,
mm-hmm.
really, if you can get those three things working to their optimum, you're going to be so far ahead of the game. It's not even funny. You're going to be, in the top, you're going to be the top 10%.
Yeah, and I know it's been a few years since med school, but which year was it that you guys were taught about liver congestion in medical school?
Oh, yeah, that was done never.
I'm like, 5,000 years of Chinese medicine, Ayurvedic medicine, they've been talking about it, and it's like, well, it doesn't get taught in medical school. Why is that? That's interesting.
Neither does nutrition, even though I've heard now that they actually got a lecture or two, about nutrition, but
yes.
Nutrition is the American Diabetic Association and the FDA mm-hmm. Food Pyramid Chart. And I mean, that's the idea of nutrition. So
yeah.
There you have
Speaking
it.
Speaking of nutrition, there's another story here associating high fish consumption during pregnancy, and it's linking it to some brain benefits for the developing baby. And, of course, a little bit counterintuitive, although we've tackled the controversy a bit, as far as mercury and fish. Recognizing that if you ingest fish, there's a normal protective mechanism in the diet through a healthy GI tract versus injecting mercury through a vaccine or other sources, so that you may have, as some of the science is showing, more benefit than less, even if the fish contains some level of mercury.
Yeah, the docosahexaenoic acid found inside of fish oils and fish specific, it's fantastic. It's for the brain, for the developing brain, it's almost essential, but it is fantastic from a prevention standpoint. It is one of the basic fundamental components of all nutritional medicine, regardless of what belief system you come from, whether you're functional or I think that even going far back into Ayurvedic, and correct me if I'm wrong, Robert, but even mm-hmm. go back into the ancient times, they talked about fish, and that's one reason that much of the Far East culture, Korean, Chinese, is a high consumption of fish or recommendation for fish. Is that not right? The same reason?
Oh, yeah. Yeah, the same thing. When we talk about Ayurvedic medicine and what they call ancient Chinese medicine, you have a lot of similarities, although they'll speak in different languages, obviously, but it really translates similarly, and that these diets, rich in, of course, minerals through the sea, even if it contains mercury, that it's not the same thing as getting injected mercury, which some of our skeptic opposition would argue, well, you're getting mercury from this and this. It's like the pathways of inflow and outflow are radically different when you inject it as a vaccine.
Yeah, because one is being assimilated into the... When you have an organic component that's added to the inorganic mercury, like a methyl group or ethyl group, something like that, it does make it assimilate in the body easier. But mm-hmm. something like phenyl mercury, which is another organic component, So phenylmercury is going to kill a person within 6 to 9 months of exposure versus methylmercury, which the body has a better compensatory mechanism for. Ethylmercury, or thimerosal, is, depending on who you talk to, anywhere from 500 to 1,000 times more detrimental to the physiology than is methylmercury, which is found within the seafood, or yes, within fish. So certainly the positive benefits of the docosahexaenoic acid of the fish oils, that specific component of the fish oils, is the vital nutrient ingredient that seems to be so preventive and so beneficial and
right,
nourishing to the brain, especially the developing brain.
Sure. Well, and I just wish these so-called authorities would warn folks against mercury in vaccines or mercury in dental fillings the way they are so aggressively warning about mercury coming from fish, because
yeah,
there is a
that's
difference.
A perfect example of, you know, causing distraction and trying to take the issue off. This is why they have all the reality shows and not talking about the real issues on the planet.
Yeah, exactly. And, you know, one of the biggest impacts of mercury is on the nervous system. And I want to transition to another damager of the nervous system. But, you know, in theory, you're asking yourself, well, how did that happen? Because chemotherapy, isn't it designed to attack the fast replicating or reproducing cells like cancer cells? And that's why we also see the immediate side effects of chemotherapy, like on the loss of hair, fast dividing cells. But in this case, they're acknowledging long-term neurological damage to chemotherapy. What's going on there?
The long-standing damage from chemotherapy, meaning the damage induced by chemotherapy lasting a long time, Robert?
Correct. Yeah, they're acknowledging that it damages the nerves and it's a long-lasting thing, whereas their argument was, well, chemo is really only targeting the fast-reproducing cells, and you don't think of the nerves as fast-reproducing.
Well, let's take this from, instead of talking about the nerves, instead of talking about the 500-foot elevation view, let's talk about the 30,000 elevation view. So you can take this same thing that we were about to talk about with the nerve damage to the heart muscle damage to the liver issue, mm-hmm, to almost everything. Chemotherapy, in fact, we covered this about a year ago on the show, Robert. We talked about cardiomyopathies induced from post-chemotherapeutic regimen.
Yes, yes.
You know, later on in life, children that were treated with chemo for cancer in their teens, then dying in their 30s from myocardial infarctions because of the chemotherapy-induced cardiomyopathies that they acquired. So chemo causes damage beyond the cancer. We know that it causes collateral damage. It's like having a rat infestation and using napalm to wipe out the entire block as well as three city blocks around it. It causes catastrophic damage, and the damage is not just limited to what you see now. It's also going to cause a permanent disfigurement, if you will,
yes,
to the entire system, and that leaves scars that people have to deal with for the rest of their lives, assuming that it doesn't kill them in the first place.
Well, and this is what, remember, what was the woman's name? She was the young lady who was also at the Truth About Cancer event that we were attending.
Oh, yeah, yeah, yeah.
And she was given chemo against her will because she had done her homework with her mother about those long-term damage ramifications. And they put a port on her, remember? She had a scar from it and everything. And she definitely had some damage due to her injury, due to the chemo that she was, you know, everybody was actively helping her to recover from. But most people don't ever learn that even if they survive the cancer, they have these long-term effects, and they'll go through life and mystified by the next level of disease that their body is racked or ravaged with.
Right. She's the one that said that, I think she just kept on repeating the fact that I don't consent. I do not consent.
Yes. I know. And those people who violated her consent should be, you know, those are the things where I go, they should be, if there's a hell, to be condemned to it, at least for a while, to make up for that horrible thing that they did to her. Because she said, while they were strapping her down, while they were administering, I do not consent. And they did this anyway. I mean, that is one of the most vicious, horrible things you can do to anyone.
Yeah, I totally agree. And it was a pretty sad story, but inspirational at the same time, because it showed, you know, what she went through and what she dealt with and how she never gave up. So
mm-hmm,
I was pretty impressed with her story.
Well, exactly. Hey, there's good news. Maybe we'll get a little bit more on this, but we've talked about the attacks on Chipotle since they declared themselves free of genetically engineered ingredients or going GMO-free. There's another semi-fast food kind of restaurant company that's trying to clean up their act. I just wonder if they're going to be attacked in the same way it is apparent that Chipotle got attacked. Have you heard of this place called Panera Bread Company?
Yep.
Yeah, they're evidently really trying to clean up their act. They're pulling a lot of the preservatives, the artificial colorings and flavorings, for instance, out of their soups. They do offer some more free-range options. I think they may even have some organic things, including some of the grains perhaps they're doing in their breads. So the trend is on, not because the government says they're supposed to do it. In fact, the government seems to work against companies that are trying to clean up their act. But it shows the power of the people now demanding and only going to those places, as McDonald's is suffering, goes to the places that people say, you know, the food, we feel better about the food here.
Yeah, I think, again, as we've talked about so many times, it's when the public demands it,
mm-hmm.
and that's when things actually change. And these are the companies that I think their share prices will reflect that, because they're listening to what the public wants and they're catering to it.
All right, time permitting, we may go into the five health foods that aren't worth the money, but I think I'd like to find out from Dr. Bittar, are genetics the key to a nation's happiness? Oh, man, they're always going to genes on this. What is the nation's genes? Does the nation even have genes? We'll talk about it. Advanced medicine continues after this break.
The Robert Scott Bell Show.
In all my years of radio, I've never seen anything like this.
The Robert Scott Bell Show.
Hi, Robert Scott Bell for the Doc of Detox here. How would it feel to not only be the wisest but the healthiest person in the room? What would it look like to no longer live in fear? How will it feel to truly be the healer of your body and the light that guides your family back to health? Well, now you can take back your power and get trained at the International Training Institute of Health. Go to itioh.com. Until we're trained correctly, we're going to suffer at the hands of those who think they know better. What would it feel like to never rely on the medical system ever again except for emergencies? How much more suffering, time, and money do you need to spend on treatments? It's time to get trained. Go to itioh.com. 35 years in the trenches has taught Dr. Daryl Wolf that no matter how good the treatment is, treatments are temporary at best, unless you take back your power and claim your universal right to self-healing. Thanks to Dr. Wolf, you can now go to docofdetox.com and itioh.com to take back your power and heal. Go there now, itioh.com.
We have a great story from someone who's helped themselves to heal by using the botanical known as Carnivora. And we have a guest right now. Her name is Joni Nichols. This is quite a story.
Yes, it is. And, Robert, I was a mess. I had numerous infections. My hair was falling out all over the furniture. Mm-hmm. One of the scariest things was that my legs were swelling up out of control. It came to a head. Within 24 hours, I had gone into a coma.
Holy tamale.
Mom and Dad decided to get me carnivores, a six-week program. Within two weeks, Robert, the first thing I noticed was that I felt better waking up. Then I noticed that my hair wasn't all over the furniture. I'm, like, all excited.
And she credits for all of it to her Carnivora protocol.
This is Richard Ostrow, owner for Carnivora Research International. Call 1-866-836-8735. That's 1-866-836-8735. Or visit carnivora.com, carnivora.com. Call now.
You pick up the receiver. With your heart racing and sweat dripping from your forehead, you finally muster the courage to dial the number to call into your favorite talk radio show. It rings once, twice, and then...
Hello, it's GCN. What's your name and the state you're calling from?
Surprised you got through, you squeak out...
Jason from Minnesota.
Please hold.
As you patiently wait for your turn, you begin to daydream about being a famous talk radio host and what it would be like to have your own show.
Jason from Minnesota, you're up.
Millions of loyal listeners worldwide waiting to call and talk to you. You.
Caller, are you there?
Cheering crowds surround you, calling out your name.
Going once, twice. Okay, we gotta move on to the next caller.
You blew it.
Huh? Wait. No!
Interact with the host you're listening to right now online at gcnlive.com. Click on the community link. Engage with other listeners. Ask questions. Start debates. Don't agree with the host? Let them know. Be a part of the community at gcnlive.com.
Are your Google search results killing you?
Unflattering content in blogs, news articles, online reviews, social media, or other sources can jeopardize your reputation, your business, and your livelihood. Let Reputation.com help. Our patented technology will make the truth about you more visible while pushing down unwanted negative content. Improve your Google search results. Call Reputation.com at 1-800-831-0771 for a free consultation. That's 800-831-0771.
Hi, this is Sophie Winnick, longtime distributor and user of Longevity products. In the last few years, my family went through a crisis. Everything else in my life, including my business, had to be put on the back burner. Thankfully, life is getting back to normal now. But the one thing I never had to worry about was my business and my monthly commission. I've been a distributor for Longevity for over 17 years, since before it was Longevity. And I've got to say, the most amazing thing about this company is the people. While my family was in crisis, other distributors stepped in and helped my customers, simply because that's what Longevity people do, even for people they don't know. For me, it has never been about getting rich. It was about a product I could stand behind, a company I could count on, and a monthly commission check that has never, not once, been late in 17 years. Longevity is truly a business for everyone, even people who have too much to do. I'm Sophie Winnick. I'm just like you. I have a real life, real ups and downs, but I know I will always have Longevity.
Paid non-attorney spokesperson Adam Pulaski of the Pulaski Law Firm with principal office in Houston, Texas is the attorney responsible for the content of this ad. This ad is not legal advice, and the choice of a lawyer should not be based solely upon advertisement. Services may not be available in all states.
Attention Xarelto users. If you or a loved one took Xarelto and suffered a serious bleeding event, you may be entitled to financial compensation. Xarelto is a popular prescription blood thinner used to prevent blood clots and protect patients from strokes. These serious bleeding events have led to numerous cases of hospitalization and even death. Phone lines are open 24/7. Call 800-261-0937. That's 800-261-0937.
Rocking the health world to the power of radio. It's the Robert Scott Bell Show.
All right, probably going to listen to some more Glenn Frey music after the show, just as we acknowledge the Eagles front guy has passed away from, honestly, modern medicine ultimately, but of course a lifestyle that embraced better living through chemistry in the 20th century as the baby boomers did. Now it's coming home to roost. Dr. Bitar, we're here doing advanced medicine, hopefully to reverse it before it's too late. Yeah. In you know Glenn Frey's case and David Bowie's case and Rick, well, we can't save everybody. We know that, but we're here for those who are ready. The ears to hear, the eyes to see, the heart to, I guess you could say listen too, but to really play it out and bring the power to heal back where it belongs to each and every one of you. Now, question about genetics. You know, they oversold genetics in the 20th century big time. Human Genome Project and everything. But now we got an article questioning genetics in this way. Could genetics be the key to a nation's happiness? I read this and I'm like, I don't know whether to laugh. I don't know what to make of this article.
Well, I'm not going to say what I said off the air during the break, but I think that most people with a couple of neurons firing when they read through the article and they see where it came from and those type of things, then they'll...
Mm-hmm. You don't like the Berkeley Greater Good Science Center? I mean, it, along with Romper Room, it's right up there at the high levels of science. Come on, that's genetic. Great. What is it? I mean, really, when we talk about a nation's happiness, is it genetics? Come on, really? What could be a key to a nation's happiness?
You know, I think if we looked at it, you could look at how well are the people... fed, or how well are the people, you know, what type of opportunities do they have, et cetera, et cetera. Now, what was interesting is that they saw that countries such as Mexico and Colombia, mm-hmm. and other countries, Nigeria and some other African countries.
Ghana,
right.
Yeah.
It was very high end. I bet you if they looked at South Africa, I have found that the countries that I've gone to where there's a lot of oppression, there's a lot of... class warfare. I bet you, like, if they looked in India, for example, in certain areas, people that don't have that much seem to, for whatever reason, be in a higher state of gratitude.
Yes. I agree. And, you know, I've been to Nigeria and Ghana, and these are folks that, and I've said this on the air probably with you as well, I said, you know, my life was changed forever for the better when I visited those countries because I met people that had such a golden hearts, such gratitude for every breath, every day. They didn't know whether they were going to wake up or live through the next day, and they embraced every moment like it was their last, and I thought, wow, could we learn something from that? Because we take so much for granted in the advanced West.
Yeah, we really do. And I think that's where it is. It's the contentment and appreciation that you have air to breathe. And even though you don't have sustenance sufficient or adequate, or you may not even have clean water, they're just grateful for being in a state of existence. And so I think it comes down to when you have people that are spoiled, people that become... that expect and the entitlement attitude is created and all these other aspects. It's just the individual's choice to be happy or not.
Right.
That when you're in a society where people are in a state of greater gratitude, then you're going to have that, perhaps the manifestation of this happy gene or whatever they call
it. Right, the happy gene, yes.
Right, and the key is that, again, they're forgetting that the gene is nothing more than the expression of the environment anyway.
Right, exactly.
The environmental trigger that causes the expression of the gene.
Listen, I got gratitude flowing out my ears, except I was pissed off when I didn't win the lottery.
I understand that.
No, I'm just kidding. I didn't even buy a ticket. I met people that have nothing that are happier than people that are saying, I need more. I want more, you know? And the poorest people in America, in many cases, have, what, 2 cell phones, et cetera. So perspective is in order, I think.
I think it's very, very wise words.
What's the freedom quotient again? And we go back to the MLK statement that I really like and appreciate today. Freedom is never voluntarily given by the oppressor. It must be demanded by the oppressed or re-won by the oppressed. I think that's a good message to leave on today.
I think that is a great message, Robert.
Yeah. Well, everybody, remember, this is the place for health, freedom, and healing liberty. 2 hours a day, 6 days a week. We do extraordinary advanced medicine together with Dr. Bitar every Monday. And, of course, if you miss a show, available through our syndicator GCN, iTunes, Stitcher, TuneIn, Epic Times, UK Health Radio, and, of course, the new TalkNetwork.com, TalkNetwork.com, and MedicalRewind.com, the easiest place to find the archives of advanced medicine, MedicalRewind.com. Dr. Bitar, take us out.
The power to heal is yours.
Yes, it is, my friend.
The Robert Scott Bell Show.
Robert Scott Bell Show.
Did you know that I have not been to the doctor to treat an illness in over a decade? Do you want to know the secret to unlocking your immune system to help your body fight off disease naturally? Hello, this is Ty Bollinger, and after writing several books and spending thousands of hours researching natural alternatives, I'd like to share with you my secret to optimal health. It's my immune system. It's what keeps me healthy while naturally preventing sicknesses. So, how do I keep myself and family from getting sick? It's from the premium supplements I get from Better Way Health, like Barley's Flax Oil, Green Tea Extract, and Transfer Point's Beta-1 3D Glucan. Better Way Health only carries the highest quality supplements on the market. They're the nation's number one retailer of Transfer Point Beta Glucan, which is an immune system supplement that outperforms top competitors 16-1. I've teamed up with Better Way Health to stay big on these all-natural supplements. All you need to do is go to betterwayhealth.com/radio to get your exclusive Ty Bollinger discount today. Again, that's betterwayhealth.com/radio.
Are you tired of commuting to a job that makes someone else rich, working harder than ever, but getting nowhere? Do you hate spending hundreds of dollars every week on daycare, having someone else raise your children? With our opportunities, you can start earning money as soon as next week. You get to be the boss, work from home, and live a happier life. At Be the Boss Network, you'll find hundreds of work-from-home opportunities that you can literally start today and be earning money as soon as next week. Go to freedom106.com and start earning money as soon as next week. You get to be the boss. Get out of the rat race. Work from home. Go to freedom106.com right now and change your life today. That's freedom, the number 106.com. Go to freedom106.com and start earning money as soon as next week. You be the boss. Go to freedom106.com.